Before you sit down, please turn in your hymnal to page 329. Page 329. For our catechism this morning, we're going to look at the Christian questions with their answers. Starting with question one. Do you believe that you are a sinner?
Yes, I believe it. I am a sinner.
How do you know this?
From the Ten Commandments, which I have not kept.
Are you sorry for your sins?
Yes, I am sorry that I have sinned against God.
What have you deserved from God because of your sins?
His wrath and his pleasure, temporal death and eternal damnation.
Do you hope to be saved?
Yes, that is my hope.
In whom, then, do you trust?
In my dear Lord Jesus Christ.
Who is Christ?
The Son of God, true God and man.
How many gods are there?
Only one, but there are three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
What has Christ done for you that you trust in him?
He died for me and shed his blood for me on the cross for the forgiveness of sins.
Did the Father also die for you?
He did not. The Father is God only, as is the Holy Spirit. But the Son is both true God and true man. He died for me and shed his blood for me.
How do you know this?
From the Holy Gospels, from the Word instituted in the sacrament, and by his body and blood given me as a pledge in the sacrament.
Hear again the word of the Lord. Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life, and we have believed and have come to know that you are the Holy One of God. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. Dear Christians, this morning in our gospel lesson from John chapter 6, we hear the first of Jesus's I am statements. I am the living bread from heaven that gives eternal life. Later on in John's gospel, we read six more statements much like Jesus' statement here. We read Jesus says, I am the light of the world in John chapter 8. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. Those are both from John chapter 10. In John 11, we hear, I am the resurrection and the life. In John 14, Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And finally, in John chapter 15, Jesus says, I am the vine. Now, with each of these seven statements of Jesus that we find in John's gospel, Jesus is making a statement of exclusivity. Namely, Jesus is saying that he, and only he, is the way to eternal life, to salvation. In short, he is the only true God. Now, in each of these statements, we get a little bit of a different nuance. Here in John 6, the point is that Jesus, through his sacrifice upon the cross, gives to us the food that we need to live. Just as God fed Israel in the wilderness for 40 years as they walked about being fed by manna from heaven, so too Jesus Christ sustains us in our life, in our Christian walk in this wilderness of the broken and sinful world. And finally will lead us into his kingdom which has no end. That is what John 6 is telling us. Later on when Jesus will say, I am the light of the world, Jesus is saying that he is the one who exposes the darkness of sin and brings to light our sin and darkness and evil, and makes us clean through this act, through his truth. When Jesus says he is the door of the sheep, he is saying that he is the only entrance by which we may come into eternal life. Likewise, when he says, I am the good shepherd, he is saying that he is the conquering king who protects us against the world and Satan. When he says, I am the resurrection and life, Jesus tells us that he, through his death, has overcome our sin and thus is able to redeem us from death. And finally, when he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, when he says, I am the vine, he is saying, again, I am the only way to salvation. Every other prophet, every other false teacher, every other religion and God and pantheon is of no avail. That's what Jesus means in John 6 when he says, the flesh availeth not, if you know the old King James. He's saying that our sinful flesh, our bodies, are unable to gain eternal life because of sin. And yet through the Spirit, that is through the Spirit of Christ, through his work, through his sacrifice, through his word, we may receive eternal life from him. Each I am statement is an exclusive claim that Jesus makes about the power that he alone has to give to you salvation and eternal life. Now, this exclusivity, however, is not exclusivity in the way that the world tends to operate. It's not like a clique or an exclusive club that you need to know someone who knows someone who knows someone. It's not about your status. It's not about your worldly power. It's not about the office that you hold or any other measure by which man determines how great you are. Instead, this exclusivity is by the way of the gospel. We read in our Old Testament lesson, wisdom crying out, whoever is simple, let him turn in here. Come eat of my bread and drink of the wine I have mixed. Leave your simple ways and live, and walk in the way of insight. See, wisdom extends wisdom to those who are foolish, those who are simple, those who lack knowledge and understanding and wisdom and insight. In short, those who do not know Christ. Wisdom extends the call out to everyone. Come here. We have the words of eternal life. In this way, Lady Wisdom here in chapter 9 is a type of the church who stands in this dying age calling to all who will listen, come here. Jesus Christ has the words of eternal life and he is eager to give them to you. One pastor put it this way. We practiced closed communion. We're closed, so come on in. That's a book title. A pastor writing a book about closed communion. But that's the kind of exclusivity that we have. It's exclusive. This is the only place where we can receive salvation. Through Christ, through his wounds, through his suffering and death, because that is the only death that can atone for our sin. That is the only way that salvation is achieved, through the death of the innocent one. The scoffers, however, in this life, they will not be reproved. They do not want to be corrected because they think that they know what's right. They think that they know how to attain eternal life. And that may be through medical advances or cryogenic freezing, the perfect diet. That may be through some fancy religion, diagenetics, Christian Science, any kind of random cobbling together of rules and principles that mankind can put together to attempt to achieve eternal life. However, these scoffers are much like those in our gospel lesson, like the Jews who are disputing over the words of Christ. or the disciples who turn back. They do not want to hear the exclusive claim of Jesus Christ that he offers them salvation here and nowhere else. Yet for us, dear Christians, we are those who have come to believe and know that Jesus Christ is the Holy One of God, the one who is perfectly innocent, who has laid down his life for us, those who were wicked and sinful and unclean. And he has washed us clean through his blood and made us pure and blameless in his sight. He is the one who has come down to rouse us from our sleep, from the sleep of sin and death, to pay for that sin and to bring us to his banquet, to the banquet and the feast of the Lamb in his kingdom. It is the feast that you are at right now, dear Christians. Today, his mercy calls us and extends to us the promise of eternal life through him who is the living bread from heaven, the light of the world, the door of the sheep, the good shepherd that lays his life down for the sheep, the resurrection and life, the way, the truth and the life, and the vine. In him, we have salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen.